Hello, respected viewers, it's George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel. What a cheery subject, assisted dying. Would assisted suicide be a more apposite title for it? There's a debate due to be had in the Parliament of the United Kingdom about this, but it's very confusing which legislation is for England only, which is for the entirety of the United Kingdom. I'm not quite sure. And there was the English Votes for English Laws that David Cameron's government brought in and then scrapped after a few years. So the West Lothian question hasn't been answered. An MP sitting for Scotland can legislate for England when MPs representing English constituencies couldn't legislate for Scotland. Same is true regarding Northern Ireland and indeed Wales. But anyway, let's the principle of the thing, you know, Republic of Ireland, we don't allow it. Belgium, the Netherlands, Switzerland allow it. Is it some states of the USA? Remember Dr. Kevorkian, take a bow. Well, he died naturally now. Some place in Canada, Australia, methinks. So what it is that the idea is that someone who's very ill and in great pain, normally of a very advanced age, wishes to end his or her life. Now, there's nothing to stop someone jumping in front of a bus, would run it rather they didn't, because it's traumatizing the driver, the passengers. The driver might try and swerve to avoid the person, even doesn't save the person, crash into somebody else. So if people are going to want to end their lives, yes, it is possible to do so. A grim topic. Sorry, I ought to have put this at the beginning. Let me emphasize, I really don't want people to commit suicide, so please don't. If you're feeling down, if you're feeling suicidal, please seek help. Call the Samaritans. Please do not harm yourself in any way, okay? That's a terrible, terrible thing to do. And you think of the grief, the pain that you leave behind your relatives. If only we'd known, we could have helped him or her or something like that. So it's definitely not something I would encourage. What I'm saying is for people who are in agony or suffering from terminal illnesses, that's different. I remember hearing about people got motor neurone disease, horrific. A doctor said, well, oh, Jesus, don't even mention that one. That's just the worst. When some man said, I feel I've got these pains. I've got, I think I've got motor neurone disease anyway. And one of my friends was saying, well, if you've got motor neurone disease, wouldn't you want to end your life whilst you still can rather than suffer that? My goodness, reminding me just how lucky I am to be hale and hearty. Life is a splendiferous gift. Each day is magnificent, even a bad day. Lucky to be around at all. You're like most people, I've got many friends and relatives who didn't live to be anything like as old as I am now. So not that much that I'm not happy about getting older. It is a privilege. But I think it ought to be permitted for people if they're diagnosed with a terminal illness or if they're with a very painful illness. How painful is too painful? Signed off by multiple doctors. Yes, this is definitely incurable. Yes, this is definitely agonizing. Palliative care can only do so much. Have to be an adult compos mentis and so on. Say it multiple times in front of various witnesses, solicitors, or whatever. Try and ensure that the person is not being pressurized by saying, come on, just die. We don't like looking after you. We want to inherit the money that their children or other relatives. Say it over a few periods. It's not something they can blurt out in pain. I knew an old woman who was in great pain after heart attacks and heart surgery in Abbotsford. I want to die. I want to die. Saying to her husband, will you let me go? As in grant permission to die. He said, no, I love you, my wife, you've got to stay. And she rallied, you know, and three children came to visit her. Within 24 hours, she was out of intensive care. It's incredible, the will to live. So in the Netherlands, the stigma has gone, and it's increasingly a high number of people who are dying through euthanasia. Well, partly because people live longer than they did 50 years ago. Living into their 90s is not unusual. Living to be a centenarian is not something which is for the record books as it once was. So that's, they often died younger of strokes, of heart attacks, I think quite sudden, but have slow lingering deaths these days. But the trouble is, are the parameters broadened too much? That it's killing too many people, and people feel obliged to do this. They just need to get out of the way for the junior generation. And that is one of the dangerous, the slippery slope. I remember declaiming Arthur Hugh Clough's poem, not strive officiously to keep alive. Well, that's more like to do with the do not resuscitate order. But there was a shocking case in the Netherlands last year with a 28-year-old woman who was physically in the picture of health, but had incurable depression, decided she wanted to end her life. And I thought, no, how can you do this? And well, I hate to be flippant and actually male. She was actually very hot. What a loss. And, you know, she's got parents, she's got a sister, a boyfriend, she even got a cat. What about them? The pain you leave them with. Oh, and I just think things shouldn't be allowed in that case. And what's to actually happen in these days? Because some of these people, they would give them to take a pill themselves or inject themselves. But what if the person's paralyzed and cannot move his or her arm, cannot lift a pill, cannot inject themselves? Then someone else has got to do it. And the doctor, nurse who does this, or indeed provides medicine, well, deadly poisons, let's be frank, has to be sure that he or she is not going to be prosecuted for murder. But I think it ought to be allowed. We're a graying society. More people are going to live to very great ages and therefore more susceptible to geriatric conditions or, you know, Huntington's, chorea, Parkinson's, these things that you can get early age, but they obviously, they're degenerative, not too bad in the early stages, horrific. And people often didn't live long enough to suffer these diseases when they're dying in their 40s and their 50s. But as people are living well over the age of 80, these things are going to be increasingly common. It's a question that society needs to answer, as it is in the National Health Service. Certainly in South Britain, people can be on end of life. It's recognized the person doesn't have much longer to live, weeks or months. Try and make them comfortable. And there's no point in extending a life over much. We know it's not possible for the person to live much beyond a year. So this is why it ought to be legislated for. And there was a case that went to the Supreme Court of the United Kingdom several years ago, and the judges declined to legalize it. Obviously, their role is not legislative. They don't wish to overstep the bounds of the judicial role. This is in the sphere of the legislature, and they mustn't become legislators, just as though the legislature must keep within its own appointed limits and must not obtrude into what's really the purview of the judiciary. This is something which involves some moral and philosophical judgments, philosophical judgments too, and therefore the judges in the Supreme Court felt it would be wrong for them to interfere in this matter. This is up to politicians to decide. It must have some sort of public backing like that. So the devil is in the detail. How ill does someone have to be? How much pain does someone have to be before it's allowed? Does it have to be signed off by two doctors or three doctors or whatever? How long is the waiting period from first making an official statement, I want assistance to end my life, to actually being able to do it? Does it have to be a week or a month or what? And so I don't know what the particulars ought to be. Because yes, human life has value, but this is really a choice people are making for themselves. And if we don't allow it, then they'll kill themselves in nasty ways, attempt to kill themselves and not succeed. How could it be nastier? Jumping off a building and traumatizing the public, horrifying other people, actually possibly landing on someone, killing others when they do it, or jumping in front of a train or something like that. Or sometimes an attempt to end one's own life and the self-destruction is botched and the person then survives but severely brain damaged or paralyzed or something like that. What a ghastly, macabre topic. Well, thank you for listening to this. Too much about Thanatos, euthanasia, and good death, literally. But you know, we allow old dogs to be put out of their misery. Why should humans not have the same rights? Make sure you subscribe on Patreon and donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Toodaloo.